Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno, translation and notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are here in Chapter 3, Paragraph 10, Paragimel Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Dostai Bar Yanai Mishum Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Dostai, the son of Yanai, says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Kol HaShokheach Dover Echem Mimishnaso. Whoever forgets anything of his Torah learning, Mala Alav HaKosov Ki Ilam Eschayiv Benafsho. Scripture considers it as if he bears guilt for his soul. Shenemar, as it says, Raki Shem Elecha Shmur Nafshecha Me'od Pentishkaches HaDvarim Asher Ra'u Einecha. But beware and guard your soul exceedingly, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen. Does this apply? The Mishnah then asks, though, Yachol afilu takfa alav mishnaso. Does this apply even if he forgot because his studies were too difficult? Sometimes it's hard to remember things. It's hard to retain things. It just doesn't stick. But the Mishnah explains, Taman lomer ofen yasuru milvavecha kol yimei chayecha, lest they be removed from your heart all the days of your life. Talmud Lomar comes to teach us, Ufen Yasur Melvavecha Kol Yimei Chayecha. What does it come to teach us? That they're, lest they be removed from your heart, something which is an action on your part, trying to do something. Ha'ena Mischayev Benavsho, Ache Yeshev Yisirem Min Libo. One does not bear guilt for his soul unless he sits idly, and through lack of concentration and review, removes them from his consciousness. Sometimes our studies are too difficult and too hard to retain. Sometimes it's hard for information to be stored and to be remembered in our brain. Sometimes it's not so easy for it to stay with us. And sometimes we have to work at it, we have to review. That's why the Daf Yomi, we finish the cycle after 7.5 years, we should all be Zoche. And the next day we start again. On Simchas Torah, we finish the whole Parshios of the Torah, and we start again. Because it's not about finishing, we got to keep going and going and going. It's a beautiful thing to finish, but we have to start again and again. We have to review studies many, many times. One of the sages of the Gemara, it might have been even Rav Papa, had a student who was difficult for him to remember any information. He had to teach that student 400 times until the student got it, because it had to sink in 400 levels till it really sat in the brain. One time Rav Papa, or whoever the sage was a little bit of a hurry, a little bit in a rush. He had to get to a simcha, and the student wasn't able to get it after those 400 times. And the sage noticed, and he said, "What's different this time, student of mine?" Not what he said, but just using the words. And the student said, "I see that the rabbi has to go. I see that he's not there, so I can't focus. I can't pay attention. I see you're antsy, basically, to go." So the rabbi taught it another 400 times. I'm not sure if the Gemara is literal or not, but the point being that he was very, very patient and taught it to the student many times, because sometimes things only set in the mind after going through it many times. If we purposely don't learn something and purposely don't try to get it, it's not going to stay, and that would be something we might be chayav for, God forbid. We have to be sure to review things and learn things and study them again and again. Each time we look at a parsha anew, or a Mishnah anew, or a halacha anew, or a Talmud page anew, it should bring something exciting to us, something new to us, something different to us. We shall learn something and take away something. One of the main points of doing the TTD show, the Tani Talk Stop Show, I like to find one piece of Gemara, talk about it a little bit in a practical way that we could take with us, because there's a lot of stuff on a page of Gemara. Just to focus on one piece, one lesson to take with us that we could think. We have to apply ourselves and make sure that the studies are not too difficult for us. Don't remove it from your heart. Keep it with you. We want to make sure that at least we could concentrate and review something. That's why I also love those daily emails, because it puts it in a succinct way. Rabbi Abramowitz from the OU has a Mishnah Yomis and a Halacha Yomis and a Mitzvah Yomis and a Nach Yomis and a Steinmaker Yomis, and he goes through it and he analyzes, and not even analyzes, but summarizes it in a very palpable way, in a very approachable way. So the Mishnah teaches us here, and we looked at the commentary last time in general, talking about how we have to really push ourselves to do the words of the Torah. Don't let it be gone. Don't let it be as if you're guilty for it, but push ourselves to review things and remember things so it stays with us, stays with our hearts, and stays with us wherever we go. Join us next time as we talk about fear of sin coming before wisdom here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.